Today's Mishnah is on Masechtas Kelayim Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Kelayim in the field. So the Mishnah, Hoisus Adeyu Zerua Chitim. A person had a field, and in the field he had planted wheat. So he had a wheat field. The Nimlach Lazar Asarim. Then he changed his mind. He did an about face and he said, why am I planting wheat? I'd rather plant barley. Now there's a problem. Once you plant wheat, you can't plant barley. Wheat and barley are different types of grains. When it comes to grains, you can't plant two of them together because that will constitute kelayim. As a result, this person is not sure what to do. So says the Mishnah, yamtin lo ad shetasli. He should wait until the wheat that he planted in this field take root. V'yoyfach, then he should destroy all the crops. V'achakach yizra, and then afterwards he should plant the barley. Meaning, that's pasha, to plant the wheat and the barley together simultaneously at the same time. That's going to be an issue. So really, if this person now wants to plant sa'irim, he has to undo what he did, get rid of all the wheat, and then go ahead and plant the sa'irim. That would be obvious. For that, we wouldn't even need a Mishnah. The Mishnah is coming to tell us a Chiddush. The Mishnah is saying that you can't just go ahead and immediately eradicate all the wheat that you planted and then plant the Sa'irim. You have to wait a little bit. Yamtin, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. What do you wait for? Achet Tasliya. You wait until the wheat takes root into the ground, and only afterwards could you go and plant it. Now, what's the reason for this? The reason for this is because until the wheat actually takes root, it's going to be difficult to destroy the wheat. So it's counterintuitive. If all you have is the seeds of the wheat in the ground, then what happens is if you're going to plow it, for example, to try to get rid of all that seed, you're not going to destroy it, right? You can't destroy the seed. It's difficult. What you're going to do is you're going to move the seed. It's going to go from point A to point B, but it's still going to end up being in the field. So when you go now and plant sa'irim, you're going to violate the issa kelayim. Once it takes root, however, now there's a mamashos, so now you can destroy it. Once you destroy it, it's destroyed, then you'll be able to plant sa'irim. So what you need to do is you have to wait until it takes root. The Mishnah's way of saying that is yamtin lo, wait, achetaslia, until it becomes wormy, which is just a metaphor, meaning it takes root, and that's going to be the time when you're going to be able to now plant this iron. Incidentally, the Rav says, how much time does it take until it takes root? So this is actually something that comes up in Hilchas Shabbos and in different areas in Halacha. It's shloisha yomim bekarka lecha. So if the karka is lach, it's moist, it's like a wet ground, so then 3 days. You have to wait 3 days from when you plant it, and then you'd be able to do that. Im tzimcha, what happens if you didn't just plant the chitin, but it actually was tzimcha, it started sprouting? So it wasn't just planted, it didn't just take root, but actually emerged from the ground. So it says the Mishnah, L'yayim, the person shouldn't say, Ezra v'achakach oifach, let me go plant the sa'irim, and then afterwards I'm going to uproot it, Elohoifach. First you have to uproot it, v'achakach zereh, and then afterwards you're allowed to plant the sa'irim. The Mefarshei HaMishnayis all discuss what the chiddush of this is. L'chura, it's obvious. What? First you can plant the sa'irim while you have the chitim that already sprouted. Now the Mishnah says that if you have wheat inside this field, whether you planted it, it took root, it already sprouted, you want to plant sa'irim, so first you have to destroy what you have. What are you going to do to destroy it? You're going to plow through it. That's presumably what you're going to do. That's how you destroy a crop, by plowing it. So the Mishnah says, how much do you have to plow? I mean, do you have to plow every single square foot of the field? So the Mishnah says, no. Two shittas. First shita is ketalmei ha-revia. You should plow it as much as people usually plow a field after it rains. So the revia is the rainy season, and after it rained, so that's when the farmers used to plow, right? They took advantage of the rain, and they would plow through their field. So they would make furrows through the field. So they wouldn't literally plow every square inch. What they would do is they would make rows, these furrows, and that's what they would plow. That's what you need to do. So as long as you plow it in the way the farmers usually plow after it rains, that would constitute destroying it, and then you'd be allowed to plant the sa'irim. Abishol has a different shita. He says, Kadesh Yeshayar Roiva Lebesa. You don't have to plow the whole field. However, you have to make sure that the unplowed portion of the field is not going to make up 1/24 of the entire field. Meaning, Kadesh Yeshayar Roiva. You shouldn't have a roiva of a besa. Le besa for the entire besa, which is going to be the equivalent of the 1/24th, using the same math that we used in the first two Mishnayos of the Perek. But the bottom line is, it's the second time that we have this number of 1/24th as being the magic number as it relates to Kelayim. So if you're going to have 1/24th of this field being unplowed, that's going to be a problem. Because you're going to now go in the plowed portion of the field, you're going to plant the sa'irim. The unplowed portion of the field is still going to have the chitim, and you're going to have a ratio of 1/24 or more of a foreign substance, which is a problem of kalayim, like we saw on the seed level in the first Mishnah. So that's the same concept over here. And it's for that reason, says Abishol, that's what the shear is going to be. Mishnah Dalet, continuing on this long, Zeruah. What happens if somebody has a field, and inside the field, he had planted, he had sown, he put seeds, he was Zereya, a certain min, v'nimlach, and then he changed his mind, l'noit, and he decided that instead he wants to plant a tree. Now the Rav says that we're not just talking about any tree, we're talking about a gefen, we're talking about a vineyard. So a person has some form of wheat, for example, planted in the ground, and he changes his mind, now he wants to have a kerem. So the person shouldn't say, first let me go plant the kerem, and then afterwards I'm going to destroy the wheat that I have. First you have to destroy, and then afterwards you can plant. Let's say a person had a plant inside the ground, so he had the vineyard, the reverse, and then he changed his mind, he decided that he wants, and said so, he wants to plant chit and loyemer. The person shouldn't say, Ezra, let me go ahead and plant v'achach ha-sharish, and then I'm going to get rid of the vineyard, alam ha-sharish. First you have to uproot it, v'achach zereya, and then you can plant it. So really, this is very much a continuation of the Mishnah, whereas the previous Mishnah was talking about different types of things that a person plants. Over here, we're dealing with some seed on the one side of the equation, and we're dealing with a kerem on the other side of the equation. The Mishnah ends and says, if the person wants goyim, he has another choice. What he could do is, again, we're talking about where the person has a kerem, is a vineyard, and he changed his mind. Now he decides he wants to be Seireya. So what the Mishnah says, you have to get rid of it. How are you getting rid of it until a point? I don't know, you destroy it, you plow through it. So the Mishnah says that when it comes to a tree, or specifically a kerem, if you want, you don't have to destroy it completely. But rather, goyim, if you want, you can just raise it. So if you want, you could just cut it at pachas mitefach until it's going to be less than a tefach off the ground. Then zayrei, then plant vachach masharish, and then afterwards uprooted, that in of itself is going to be okay. So as long as you initially knock it down to where it's going to be within one tefach from the ground, that gives you enough right to stick the seeds in the ground. And at that point, you're going to be able to continue doing what you do. Now, eventually, you'll be misharish. Eventually, you'll uproot it. But you don't have to get rid of it completely right away in order to be zereya. But as long as you make it within one tefach from the ground, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So really, the two mishnayos that we had are very much me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. The first Mishnah Gimel, that was talking about, we have two different types of seeds. So over there, you planted one, now you want to plant another. So obviously you can't just plant another. So what's the halacha? That's what the Mishnah said. The second Mishnah was talking about where you have a seed and you have a tree. The tree was a vineyard, that's what it was. It was a kerem, and the seeds that you have, or whatever seeds, and there too, the Mishnah discusses what the halacha is going to be. Now, just to speak out one thing, that why did that second Mishnah Dal, why does it have to be talking about a kerem? Why can't it be talking about any tree? Right? The Rav says it's talking about gefanim. Why does it have to be talking about gefanim? Why can't it be talking about an apple tree? Let it be talking about an esrog tree. Why does it have to be talking specifically about a gefen? The reason is because we've been saying many times that kalayim, when it comes to trees, is only kalayim if you actually merge the two trees together. So if you graft the two trees, that's when it's going to be a problem. But if you simply plant the seeds of the two trees together, it's not going to be an issue. Or if you take wheat seeds and you put it inside a field where you have a tree growing, that's not going to be an issue. There's one exception to that rule, and that's a gefen. A gefen in general is an anomaly in the world of kalayim. It's what's known as kilei akerem, something that we haven't spoken about yet, but something that we very much are going to talk about. But for now, being that we're dealing with seeds and trees, if it wasn't a kerem, it wouldn't be a problem. That's why the Rav says, must be talking about, we're talking about a kerem.